scratch about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
If you're not here on your own free will, I can call the authorities.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Listen to the kids, bro.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I wouldn't listen to it.
Roll another one.
She has two vaginas.
Just like the other one.
Keep on dancing.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You can't argue with failure.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Ask the gays.
Roll another one.
I'm going to make you smell it.
Just like the other one.
This is so not sexy.
This one seems to be about sex.
It's about ideas, bro.
I don't have another cent.
Hope you know what I want.
Can you get the EPA involved, maybe? Is it...
Just pass it around.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face.
Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
You like that? You like that?
Well, just pass it on down.
And now...
I'm sorry to say this is not an uncommon occurrence.
Wait, it's not an uncommon... So then it... Okay, got it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday. It is July 8th.
So when you have to text Chip on the way in, what does that usually mean? What's the process?
I mean, it means that I'm going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
But today it was because I was protecting my home.
Oh, the raccoons are back?
Coyotes.
Coyotes this time.
Coyotes all over the place.
Kevin's wild kingdom continues.
Killing pets, by the way.
In the neighborhood,
yes.
Somebody you know has lost a dog or a cat?
Several people that I know, but recently, no, I don't know anybody, but there's just rumors that people's dogs are dying, and there's a lot of coyotes. And mm-hmm. I saw one, and I didn't remember, they run in packs, right? I don't know. I saw one.
Yeah. I think there's usually more than one, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really want to get into a situation, but I only saw one, so I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to run it off. So I grabbed the closest thing that I could without even considering what it was
mm-hmm.
and ran out to the street and, like, chased it. And it ran away.
Right. Well, coyotes
so
are pussies.
They are.
Pussies. Oh, yeah.
Big babies. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Yeah, they're not
After
wolves.
The raccoons, man, they just sit there and stare you down.
Is there any...
What did I grab, you ask?
What did you grab, I ask?
A ping pong paddle. I just... Whatever was there, I just grabbed.
Ah.
So, and I didn't think, like, how much damage am I going to be able to do?
What was the thought of grabbing anything at all? You don't think that just you running out there and lunging at it would have made it turn and run?
After the raccoon, no. I don't.
So you were looking for a weapon. You thought this was going to be what you would defend yourself
just in case I needed something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I could have done a lot of damage, but I could have put some topspin on that coyote. I know that.
Wouldn't it have been awesome if he would have also had a ping pong paddle? that it would have been on.
We just play in the street. Loser dies.
You may have heard of a dog or cat being taken by a coyote. It happened. I lost a cat that way once. But don't believe the rumors that it's happening all over town. And there's, because those things tend to get exaggerated.
No, I know. But my neighborhood, I know two different people whose pets were killed.
Hmm. Why? What's the running theory as to why there are more coyotes than usual?
I don't know. We live near some hills and they just seem to come out. And I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that it was me and my ping pong paddle and we won.
All right.
So humans won, coyotes zero.
Well done.
Thank you. Good job.
Thank you. Defending his home this morning, you guys. where's the girl?
The girl is at home.
Really? You can do that?
Well, I mean, yeah, you're at home.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a quick story before we get into today's very busy Kevin and Bean show. I've been meaning to get to this all week, but we've been busy. You heard about this Boston cab driver who's been in the news for what he found in his backseat?
No.
He is a driver for the Independent Taxi Operators Association. His name is Raymond McCausland. And a few days ago, somebody left a backpack in the back of his cab, which, by the way, must happen 10 times a day if you're driving a cab. I know I've left stuff in the back of cabs, and I know lots of other people have, too. It's just it's easy to do. So he opened the bag looking for identification so that he could help reunite it with his passenger. And what do you suppose he found in the backpack?
Is it gross?
It is not gross.
Not gross. What did he find in the backpack?
I know you were thinking human head, right?
Yeah.
What did he find in the backpack that made news?
A ton of cash.
All right. Chip?
I've seen the story.
$187,000 in cash. $187,000 in cash.
When I said a ton of cash, I meant like $5,000.
Right. Exactly.
Who travels with that kind of cash?
All right. Next question. What did Mr. McCausland do next?
He went to Vegas.
As you would have.
Mm-hmm.
He actually turned the money in.
He didn't say, I'm sorry, there was only $186,000.
Nope. He turned it all in, $187,000 in. Well, the man who had lost the cash did come forward, and he has a fascinating story because my first thought is, like you, no one travels with that kind of cash. If anything, this has got to be some sort of a drug deal or something, right?
Well, I would guess, but even that seems pretty big.
A lot of money. That's more than walking around money.
Yeah.
The passenger, who wishes to remain anonymous, has had a rough road of it. He is recovering from drug addiction. He has been living at a homeless shelter for the last 6 months and recently learned that his parents had died and left him hundreds of thousands of dollars. A check was issued from the estate. No bank would cash the check. He didn't have an account anywhere. So he went to a check cashing store and cashed the $187,000 check.
Oh, no. So they took like 20% or whatever?
Who doesn't say here. But, yeah, he probably took a hit taking it there. So he put the money in his backpack. By the way, it seems to me that the smart thing to do, and I, you know, this guy's coming from the streets, a rough place, but the smart thing to do would have been to open an account at a bank, and they would gladly take your $187,000.
Right. They just put just a hold on it, right, until
exactly,
the money
yes.
comes in, and then it's available.
Right.
I don't know that carrying it around in your backpack is the idea.
You know, again, drug addiction, homeless shelter, guy didn't have a big infrastructure thing happening. So the money was legitimate. The story did check out so the police could say, hey, this isn't ill-gotten. It's not stolen. The guy, it's actually his money. So they gave the money back. All right, so last question.
We answered. He better have.
We answered what was in the thing. We answered what did he do with it once he found it. What was the reward that the guy gave to the cab driver who once again turned over $187,000?
He better have broken off $1,000+.
All right. What would you have given, Kevin?
I don't know. That's tough to figure out because I wouldn't be walking around with $187,000.
Right.
But I would say if he turned all of it in, I don't know. It seems like, you know, $5,000 or something.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right.
For some reason, $5,000 to me seems like a small price to pay to get more than $180 returned to you.
Right. And for the taxi driver, that seems like a lot.
That's a lot of money for doing the right thing. Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, the reward he received from the pasture was $100.
Really?
Which who knows? Again, I don't – this pasture who's anonymous – maybe to him, up until this week, $100 seemed like $1 million. He was a homeless drug addict living in a shelter. $100 probably seems like a tremendous amount of money to him.
But he can count.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you can tell that that's a really, 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 really tall, I mean, a small amount of money compared to what he had.
The driver said, I'm going to be honest, $100. I feel a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought maybe $500, maybe $1,000. Maybe one of those bundles, he told the New York Daily News, but he does feel good knowing that he did the right thing.
Did he slap the $100 bill out of the guy's hand and say,
get his weak stock out of here?
He may have actually done that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
I'm sorry. Yes, we should.
Well, first question I would have would be why?
Thanks for that tweet, Bean. That's why.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? Movie beat, because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Mug does good work. That's what I know. And he was on the red carpet for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some highlights of that coming up on this morning's show.
Wow, this is a double beer mug month thing.
Yeah.
Just had him at CatCon. Now he's doing the red carpet. He's back.
He's just as good as ever, though.
Great.
Here's the thing about Beer Mug. Repetition does not bring growth.
All right.
And that's good. Because we love him just like he is. Brand new internet roundup, and one of our favorite guests of all time, Danny Trejo, joins us in studio as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock? Nope.
Mm-mm. Sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I was feeling it.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. That's 21 Pilots, who can play at your house, by the way.
No, they can't. They can play. I have neighbors.
At your house.
That's, no.
That's the thing
telling
that's
you
happening.
They can't.
It's the new 2000. Well, I mean, you don't have to accept this. But it's for a listener. The new 2016 K-Rock sticker is out now at all SoCal Hot Topic locations. You just fill out the back and send it in. You could win that and a 2016 Honda Civic. So that's pretty cool.
Sounds like good things to me right there for free. Hey, it's Friday morning, 5:55. Rob is here. Time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I'm talking about things to give away as well. How about me? How about an advanced screening of Ghostbusters?
Yeah!
Happening at the Pacific, the Grove Theater on July 12th. The movie is in theaters everywhere on the 15th, but you will get to see it before other people, and that makes you special. Never
forget that. How delightful was Paul Feig yesterday, Ralph?
He was delightful.
He's always one of the nicest people ever.
Smart, and dressed in sartorial splendor.
He did look good. Very excited to see his work on this Ghostbusters movie.
When are you going? Do you have your tickets ready? Which
I don't yet.
What screening are you going
to
go to, I think?
I tend to avoid the opening weekend crowds.
And then you avoid all of the other
screenings. Well, the theatrical run, but yes, then at some point it will come on my television.
So by very excited to see his work, you would mean really...
No, I'm very excited.
Marginally excited.
I will see it within the first 3 weeks of it being available on pay-per-view.
Wow.
You
That's
are.
A commitment. Right?
You are really a fanatic.
That's crazy.
You step it up.
You might want to take some Thorazine.
Every once in a while, I just get too excited.
For the rest of us, though, for people, there's an advanced screening. And we're also going to give you a pizza dinner, courtesy of Papa John's. And if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the Manning brothers will bring it to you. I think that's how it works.
Is that guaranteed? I didn't realize
they
that.
Work for
Peyton
they
shows up at your
now.
Door.
Yeah,
and
I think they work in one of the parlors.
Okay.
One of the pizza parlors. Are there still pizza parlors?
I don't think it's called that.
Huh.
No.
It's a nice word, parlor.
Sure.
Anyway, if you'd like to see Ghostbusters, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers through with that phone number, get a pair of passes for our advanced screening and a pizza from Papa John's. Hey, Papa John, how do you make a pizza so good? I am making a pizza all the time. Your pizza, Papa John, is so good. Said a
computer. Yum, yum, give me some of that.
Right? Ghostbusters! Here's the thing. If you're having sex with your ex while he's engaged to someone else, and then that sexual encounter leads to impregnation.
Okay.
Do you reach out to the fiancé and say, hey, let's have a chat about this. Let's talk. Let's hang.
Well, if you do, I don't think you expect it to be a well-received call.
Well, Keona Green swears she tried to reach out to Iggy Azalea when she rekindled her romance with Laker Nick Young. But Iggy says that never happened. Iggy is Still bitter about the breakup, which I can't understand at all. It seems like it's pretty...
But is she uptight?
Yeah, really pretty normal. TMZ asked her if she had a message for either of them, and she just launched the finger.
All
just
right.
launched... Just sent a bird their way. That's all. Nick and Kim already have a 4-year-old son together, and they conceived the second child while he was still engaged to Iggy Azalea.
So that's... Is that not a...
That's what's known in the UK as a sticky wicket. Right there. Hey, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Saturday night, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're going to see me and Kevin Smith and our patented brand of hilarity.
No.
And a little sideshow we like to call Hollywood Babylon.
No.
It's happening at the Improv on Melrose. It's quite the night out. You'll have a good time. Come out and see us. Go to improv.com to get your tickets and more information. It's going to be a good one because we've been off for a couple weeks. And so we're champing at the bit to get to some of the stuff we want to talk about. Plus, it's the 250th episode of Hollywood Babylon. 250
That's
shows.
That's incredible.
So far. How about that?
That is incredible.
Not incredible, but...
It is.
A lot of people have done a lot more
things
than that.
To me, it's incredible.
That. But 250 shows we've done over the past, I don't know, 5.5 years we've
done. I feel like you're bragging about it, but you won't accept me saying that's incredible.
No, I'm just saying it's something to... it's a milestone.
I'm impressed.
But, it just means we just did a bunch of them. But it's just, for us, it's a milestone because it's 250. It's like a birthday. It's like a celebration.
No! God damn it, no!
So he be in the front row.
That guy.
That's what we're thinking. Improv.com. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kevin Bacon, proud son of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 58 years old today. He's known for other stuff, too. He's also movies and things.
He's done some things.
Jeffrey Tambor is 72. Toby Keith, oh, don't get me started.
Red Solo, don't.
Yeah.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
I will not.
Let's have a party.
I refuse.
I love you.
He's terrible.
Right, but in the category. That's coming from Bean, who is so forgiving.
In the I do like country music, too.
In the category of songs about plastic cups, though.
It's one of the best.
Pretty good.
I right know a dude who went to chase a coyote and grabbed a red Solo cup and tried to whisk it away with it. Maybe a poor choice on his part. Singer Beck's 46. Milo Ventimiglia, 39 years
Works
old.
Works for that Papa John's you were talking about.
Hey, Milo, how come you don't make it across the thing? Sophia Bush is 34. Jaden Smith is 18. And this is for Kevin. Robbie Keane.
There you go.
From the Los Angeles Galaxy Football Club celebrates his 36th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So UFC 200, the greatest card of all time in that mixed martial arts sport league, they had a bit of a mix-up because they lost John Jones, who was their headliner for their big fight Saturday night. So I
and
guess
they've been hyping that fight for 17 years.
It does seem that way, yes, since both of those men were teenagers.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, we love DC, Daniel Cormier. He's one of our very favorites, and we'd like him to get paid. And I guess having Anderson Silva step up on 3 days' notice to fight Daniel Cormier, I guess it's better than nothing? Maybe that's how they should advertise the fight, is it's better than nothing.
No, I think it is better than nothing. It's not the fight you wanted.
Not at all.
Is it better than nothing?
Yeah. I guess it is. But, sure. I mean, I feel like Anderson Silva, look, he was a big name, but he's 40-something now. He hasn't won a fight in a long time. He's had drug problems. He's had health problems. I feel like he got the fight because he was already in Las Vegas, and that's why they chose him. They literally, because he's there with one of his other fighters, they looked around and they said, all right, who's here that we can put in the octagon?
Yeah, but
oh, Anderson Silva's here? Let's have him do it.
He does have the name recognition.
Right, I guess.
So I think it's better than nothing.
But. Look, it's still a great night with so many other great fights, obviously.
But if he beats DC, I'm going to be really angry. It's going to suck.
Do you think they're going to go full throttle, or do you think it's really going to be kind of like an
exhibition? I don't know. Maybe they take it easy a little bit. I don't know.
Three rounds, non-title. Anyway, right. That is the update. But Miesha Tate is still fighting, and that fight still has the potential to be great, by the way. And we were very excited at the end of the show yesterday to get Miss Tate on the phone. If you missed it, here you go. Got a new round of red carpet interviews from our man Beer Mug coming up later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Also, something called Thanks for That Tweet, Bean. I'm not sure I approve of that at all. And the great Danny Trejo Machete himself is going to be in studio with us. That's coming up later today as well. First, though, it's Friday. You know what that means. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Mixed bag of movies this weekend in the Cineplexes around the Southland, so you're going to have to pick something.
All right.
Here are your choices. Let's start off with what's in limited release, shall we? How about Captain Fantastic?
That looks great.
Only Bean would say that.
It does look great.
I haven't seen the trailer for this.
Here's the story. That's all you need to know.
Here's the story, Kevin. Let me describe it to you. And okay. Let me see if you can guess maybe why Bean thinks it's wonderful. Okay?
What girl?
No, wait.
Oh, okay.
In the forests of the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
A father is devoted to raising his six kids on his own with rigorous physical and intellectual education.
Okay.
Isolated away from the rest of the world, Kevin.
I see. So that's the draw.
Anything ringing a bell? Pacific Just... Northwest, isolated away from the rest of the world?
No, not getting anything.
But shut up and take my money.
But then they're forced to leave his paradise and enter the real world.
Was it Bean?
Which poses challenging. It's challenging to leave the Pacific Northwest and your isolation and enter the real world and interact with people, Kevin.
You gotta deal with icky people.
Wow.
Kent, is there a movie more... Not since...
Did they make this just for Bean?
Not since the Norway Milkman movie has there been a film so tailor-made for Bean. Here are some clips from the trailer of Captain Fantastic.
This is your fault.
Leslie had a disease.
Wherever you are, stay there. You show up, I will have you arrested.
We can't go to Mommy's funeral. We have to do what we're told.
We want to see Mom. Grandpa can't impress us.
Unless it comes out of a book, I don't know anything.
Even if they make it through whatever it is you're doing to them, they're going to be totally unprepared for the real world.
And I happen to think the opposite is true.
It's child abuse.
You are all going to die tonight.
Right?
I don't know that you're going to die tonight, but don't you get points just for having Viggo Mortensen in the movie? He's always fascinating to watch.
We need that clip of that guy saying, if it doesn't come out of a book, I don't know anything. And just play that every time Bean says something. Sell!
Sell?
Sell!
Like buy and sell?
Like cell phone.
Oh, C-E-L-L.
Yes.
Got it.
John Cusack, Samuel L. Jackson. In limited release in this film. A mysterious cell phone signal causes apocalyptic chaos.
Okay.
Must be because they're playing that Pokemon Go. That must be what it is. An artist is determined to reunite with his young son in New England. This movie has nothing. I mean, everything.
I feel like, don't hold me to this, but I feel like it's based on like a Stephen King book or something, maybe?
Maybe.
All right.
Here's some clips from the trailer of Cell.
Some good input, though, Bean. Thank you.
We're going to survive because people are going to die.
You okay?
They act for the good of the group as a whole. They may be the next stage in human evolution.
I want to wipe them out.
It's a suicide mission. You're going to die.
I want to see my son.
Are you coming home? Are you coming home? I just want you to come home.
Johnny's voice.
No, it's not.
I just
want you know to come that
home.
Is not your son.
I just want you to come
Clay.
Home.
Clay, no!
Ah!
I mean, I like both those actors.
You're not going to
I know,
any
but I'm just,
movies.
I'm just evaluating. I like Samuel L. Jackson. I like John Cusack.
I can like them from a distance. Now we're getting into the real films. How about this? The Secret Life of Pets. How great does this look?
I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Me too.
And you know what Ralph and I are going to do? We're going to go to a theater.
And sit down amongst other people.
And watch it.
And watch it.
Wow.
Yep.
Secret Life of Pets with the voices of Louis C.K., Eric Stonestreet, Kevin Hart, Lake Bell. Great cast. It is, as you would expect, what happens when we leave our beloved cats and dogs and bunnies behind, go off for the day's work. What happens? What do? When they all hanging out together? Well, Secret Life of Pets answers that. Here is one of the dogs talking to a hairless cat about where his owner, where another dog named Max, by the way, is. Here you go.
He's too stupid to talk and too ugly to eat.
I'm done playing nice! Where is Max? Tell me!
Let me finish! Ow! Help me!
Don't look at him! Look at me! Nobody can help you! Where is Max?
Little white fluffy dog just going off on that cat.
Looks awesome.
Looks awesome. And lastly, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Date, starring Beer Mug.
Maybe.
He was in this.
He flew to Hawaii.
We sent him to Hawaii to be in this movie. He better be starring in it.
For 3 days.
Right.
And you will find out in his red carpet interviews how much of Beer Mug is in this movie.
Well, nice tease. Now I'm looking forward to that segment. Zac Efron, Adam Devine also star along Beer Mug, along with Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza. Here's the story. Two brothers place an online ad to find some good girls to take to a family wedding. They don't want those usual skanks to hang out with. They want some girls that will impress the family, show that they are not the screw-ups that everyone in the family thinks they are. They're going to bring some high-quality ladies to this event. Well, that goes awry. Here is a scene where Zach and Adam are checking into the hotel along with their dates, Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza.
Holy s***, this place is nice!
Oh, it's gonna be more nice.
Hey, nice girls don't show off their ecstasy.
One of these is a multivitamin.
I can smoke weed out of this. I can smoke weed out of this.
Look at that teacher. Grabbing her apple a day.
Look at that personality from behind. It is, dare I say, well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Mike. He looks like a funhouse mirror version of a better-looking dude. But he is just that dude.
Those are your picks for the weekend. Bean will be off in the Pacific Northwest raising his kids in the woods. And Kevin and I are going to watch some funny animals. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
That's the Blink-182, right?
Yep.
Such a good album.
Okay. Why are you yelling at us?
Shout it from the rooftops. Such a good album.
It's so good, though.
I finally got to it yesterday. It just came out on Friday, called California. And I'm telling you, you know how when new K-Rock music comes out, we're excited. And then we go, oh, man, am I going to have to hear that song for the next 2 years? You're going to be excited to hear some of these songs for the next 2 years. It's so good. I mean, it really, really is fun. So definitely check that out.
See, that'd be something that good you could tweet, Bean. You could tweet that information, and people might actually be interested in that.
No, don't be ridiculous,
I'm sorry,
Ralph.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Ralph tries to tweet something that's informative or funny. I try to tweet something that's informative or funny. Sometimes we fail, but the attempt is there. We want it to be good. And before we do thanks for that tweet, Bean, I forget sometimes to bring this up, that we understand your tweets, Bean. It's not that we need further explanation. We just want you to answer for them.
But I feel like sometimes they're not received in the way they are intended. So I feel
That's always the case.
Miscommunication. Yeah.
So. But I'll let you know if I don't understand something, and then you can further clarify.
Think of it this way: you are less on the stand than you are just at the defendant's table with your lawyer. You really
could.
You need just to be quiet during the courtroom's proceedings.
Not so much for me. I understand.
So it's time for
That's That Tweet Bean.
Remember when Meatloaf passed out on stage?
Yes,
a couple weeks back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dark night.
Yeah. Thank you. I do. Well,
this is what happened.
I needn't have worried so much last night. My friend Dory Monson just reminded me, Meatloaf is always better the next day.
Because he was fine. He collapsed on stage.
That's that tweet.
Bean!
Ralph,
next day he was
Ralph
fine.
The one before that, Bean was saying that he was up all night worrying about Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Well, I love the loaf, you guys.
Right. We get it. We understand. Better the next day. You're talking about the food. It's a joke.
Food,
we get it.
See?
It's a play on words.
Yeah.
But it's
wordplay.
That's that tweet. Bean!
The Goodyear blimp is in Tacoma this week for the U.S. Open of Golf. And it just flew past my little island. Hashtag USA. Hashtag USA.
Okay, now you guys tell me
that tweet.
What the problem is with pointing out the Goodyear blimp of
I'll tell you, zero people care.
The blimp, you're right. It's a marvel of modern technology, Bean. Who has seen a blimp before? And not since, I don't know, the 30s when people traveled in blimps. Have they been around?
And how often when you see a blimp, Ralph, do you think USA, USA?
No, I think, there's a blimp.
It's a blimp.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, it was the 4th of July when it happened. And second of all, it's extremely...
Hold on. What's special about a blimp on the 4th of July?
That's why I put the USA USA hashtag. Because
the 4th of July is something worth celebrating, but the blimp,
so the blimp
figures into this how.
Represents...
Because America is a great goddamn country that we can have the Goodyear blimp.
And now we're
skies.
Going back to Ralph's question, which is since the 30s this
right.
has been happening.
Yes.
I was
since
excited.
There have been tires, there have been blimps.
Right. It's, you guys don't
That's
think
like you saying a car just drove by.
USA! USA! A truck! I saw a pickup truck!
Wait, you tweet the blimp in an unexpected location.
Okay.
What, an unexpected location like the sky?
Tweet.
Is that what surprised you? If it rises out of the ocean, then maybe you can tweet about it.
I didn't expect to see it over my little island. That's all I'm
saying. All right. No one cares.
Thank you, LA Times opinion section, for correcting your headline from yesterday's post, Saving, Not Savings, USA! USA!
Come on. Look.
Come on.
This is a constant struggle.
That tweet.
Just
you
give it up.
You can't rest.
You're losing this struggle.
I'm winning
badly.
This battle. I'm absolutely
you're winning
this winning one.
It.
The article had daylight saving correct the entire article, but then the asshat who wrote the headline didn't know better and put savings, and I called them on it, and they corrected it, and I feel that's one tiny step toward getting it right.
You are a sad human being.
Don't just abandon your principles, Kevin.
You hear it all the time in commercials. How did over 18 become the default language for 18 or over? Hashtag not the same. Hashtag vacation thoughts.
All right. Pretty legitimate point there, right?
It's all stuff zero people care about.
And stuff everyone gets.
Right.
We understand. 18 or over. Over 18, we know what people mean. You got to be 18 years of age or over to do something.
Okay. Then
both
why
mean the same thing. It's
then
fine.
Why don't they say 18 or over
Who
then instead of over 18? Because one is
Sorry.
Right and the other is wrong. Careful there. Because, again, it's
right.
That's that tweet.
Bing.
Just as much time to be
correct.
That's that tweet.
Bing. But we all know it's all good.
Everybody
it's
understands.
Not all good.
Everybody understands it.
And if those are your vacation thoughts, by the way, kill yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you're out.
That's a sad existence
you
right there.
You got nothing. You got blimps and 18. That's your life. That's what you
that
have.
A Skid Row song?
Okay. Woke up inspired today on Half Christmas and made your little mixtape for the holiday. Please enjoy.
Anyone listen to my half?
No!
No! It was June 25th. I put it up. Some Christmas music. I thought you guys would like that.
You didn't. You didn't think that. Nope. Because you know that I don't care. It's annoying to me. You know it's.
He tweeted about it 3 goddamn times.
Chip's the one that has to go through Bean's tweets because none of us follow him.
We feel for her.
And so she needs hazard pay.
Wow, you missed it. It was fun.
Yeah, I'll bet it was great.
And lastly. Throwback Thursday. Remembering the little spider family that hatched on my porch summer 2013. We still keep in touch with some of them.
I came across the photo of the little spiderlings, and I thought, oh, they were so cute when they were young. And I thought it might be fun to throw it up.
Where did you come across the photo
you know,
of the
Kevin,
spiders?
You know how you come across 3-year-old photographs of spider hatchlings that you hold on to?
What?
You know, like you do.
My head hurts.
Like you do. Thank you, Ralph.
Asshole.
Thanks for that tweet.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes. Hello, Hillary. How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald J.
Wow.
Right there.
We should play a new chunk. Game called Trump or Guy Pushing Shopping Cart Down Hollywood Boulevard Wearing Mismatched Shoes. Because it's the same thing. Like, if some homeless guy was talking to himself,
yeah, it's
and
a
he
crazy
says that,
stream of consciousness.
You'd be like,
yeah.
Okay, well, that poor soul. I hope
poor
he gets
soul.
Some help.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You saw that supercut of that speech where the mosquito chunk came from, right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that it's real.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right. Friday morning, Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give people a heads up. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are celebrating the 250th episode of Hollywood Babylon. Live on stage,
We've been doing this podcast for years and always in front of a live audience. And so we'd love to have you come and celebrate with us our 250th episode of Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Smith and I take the stage at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So why don't you go to improv.com and check it out and get your tickets and come join
us. Come to think of it, no.
There's a lot of negativity in this room. I'm not sure I'm down with that.
F*** off. No way.
You know what? You should take a tip from Jaden Smith.
Nope.
Yes. You should take a little hint from how he lives his life and be a little more positive. Jaden Smith wants you to know he's a pioneer.
I'm sorry?
He's a pioneer.
A pioneer of...
And he, well, men wearing skirts.
He is?
Yes. And he's happy.
That didn't happen before him?
Nope.
Okay.
And he doesn't mind taking the blows for you. He's like the Jesus of skirts. He will sacrifice himself for the good of the many. The needs
I'm
of the many.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
Right.
I'm a human.
Right.
And I'm coming.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one, Kevin.
Hmm.
He said in an interview
with like
Nylon Magazine.
Men have worn skirts before.
Only since, I don't know, the Middle Ages.
Okay. All right.
Only since, I don't know, ancient Egypt. And, of course, the Scots are still wearing their kilts. And there's a long, long history. Romans wore togas, basically were dresses. I mean, there's no ground really being broken here. But still, at the same time, Jaden Smith says he's happy to take the blows so that everyone can wear skirts regardless of their gender. I'm taking the brunt of the criticism so that later on, my kids and the next generations of kids will all think that certain things are normal that weren't expected before my time.
He's making the world a better place.
Jaden Smith, right? Put him on the money. Put him on the money!
So we're saying...
The mix of ignorance and self-importance never ceases to fascinate me.
Yeah, they're both at tens.
Wow, it's always interesting to watch someone go through that, who thinks just the world of themselves and really knows nothing of the world. Speaking of the needs of the one outweighing the needs of the many, or vice versa, that, of course, quote comes from Star Trek. And yesterday we covered the fact that John Cho said recently in an interview that his character of Sulu... in the rebooted Star Trek franchise, in the most recent film, Star Trek Beyond, coming out soon, Sulu, in that film, it will be discovered that he will be gay. John said he liked the approach. They don't make a big thing out of it in the movie, but there is a moment where you see Sulu's partner and daughter, and it is established that he is an openly gay character. And this was done as a nod to George Takei, who played, of course, the original Sulu, and has since... filming the series in the 60s, come out and been a very openly gay man. And so they did it in tribute to him.
I think that's a nice tribute, by the way.
I'm sure they do, too.
Uh-oh.
The only person who doesn't really think it's a great tribute is George Takei.
What?
Who said in an interview that he certainly has mixed feelings about this development. Told the Hollywood Reporter, "I'm delighted that there's a gay character. Unfortunately, it's a twisting of Gene Roddenberry's creation, which he put so much thought into, and I think it's really unfortunate."
Huh.
It's his belief that Sulu, as a character, was created by Gene Roddenberry to be a certain way, and he doesn't think that character should be messed with.
That's interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Now, he's happy there's a gay character, and he tried to convince John Cho and the creators of the new film to create a new gay character instead of changing Sulu. I told him, be imaginative and create a character who has a history of being gay rather than Sulu, who has been straight all this time, suddenly being revealed as being closeted. So that's the actual guy's take on the tribute they made to him in that film.
I see where he's coming from. It's a legitimate point of view, but I hope he also understands that there was certainly no offense meant from
Well, Tyler. I don't think you... From anything that he said, you would think that he thinks there's any offense. I think he's happy there's a gay character in the Star Trek universe. Mm-hmm. I just think he wishes they wouldn't mess with the long-standing history that these characters have and create something new out of whole cloth and make that part of the new universe, which I think...
He's sort of got a point.
He does have a point.
But who would have thought of that?
But
I feel like he and we have evolved to the point where it doesn't... where you don't need that. That's
I don't know what that
sentence I'm saying meant, George Takei is saying we don't need to change
to
one
Kevin
of,
line of
we don't need here. To change one of the existing characters as it was written. Let's just add a new one.
Right.
When before it seems like anybody that would have been gay in the movie, everybody would have been happy about. So I feel like we've evolved. No?
Yeah, I think so. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, B. Because Ralph's looking at me like I'm crazy.
So,
I think, Kevin.
I think it would be if anyone was gay in the movie, there initially would be a lot of blowback and people would be upset about it.
I think Kevin is
right.
Like we're past that, even.
So we're
right,
past that.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm
where
saying.
So where are we then, Kevin?
Now we're at. Yes. We don't just make anyone gay. It should fit the storyline. So if the characters weren't gay before, they're not gay now.
I see.
So now it's not as specific as just forcing a gay character into a script. I don't know. I think that's something. Never thought of it. Am I explaining it well?
Yes, you are.
Would you say?
Absolutely.
I'm completely following.
It's crystal clear.
I hate you, Ralph.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Tambor is 72 years old today. He's playing a transgender character, for example. This is the world we live in.
Thanks to Jaden Smith.
Right?
Right.
Thanks to the skirts. Speaking of the J Train, speaking of Jaden Smith, 18 years old today.
Is he the J Train?
Yes. Put your skirt on, Jaden, and have a good time.
It's the coolest and the coolest, it's the smoothest and the smoothest, it's the crudest and the rudest and the crudest kids. It's the smoothest and the vicious and the misses and the kissers and the hisses and the vicious and the hisses.
Yeah, those of you that don't follow, that is actually Jaden Smith.
He's the best rapper we have.
Singing.
He'll be the first to tell you.
Wearing skirts and then there's flirting and there's ghosting with the merch and then for hitching with Fred Mertz.
I don't think he said Fred Mertz.
I think he did. He's 18 years old today. Sophia Bush. Oh, come on. Oh. 34
man,
years old
oh, man.
Today. Milo Ventimiglia.
Hey.
Celebrates his 39th birthday.
I'm sorry, B.
How you doing?
Let's hear some more, B.
I don't.
Come on. Come on.
We're waiting.
I don't have any more.
You. We'll do it again. Cause
hey, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Hey, you're my love and take me love me, Hama.
What just happened?
Well, I warned you I had no more.
Beck is 46. Kevin Bacon celebrates his 58th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. There's a lot going on in the world, and we want to hear from you on any of it. You can give us a call for Kevin Beats What's Good right now at 1-800-520-1067. Perhaps you have some thoughts on Anderson Silva now being at on the card at UFC 200 tomorrow night. Perhaps you want to talk about what happened in Dallas last night. Terrible, terrible thing there. That'll be uplifting for a Friday. What else? What else is on the table, you guys?
I'd like somebody to explain what the F is going on in Preacher. Are you guys watching Preacher on AMC?
I am not.
Whew. He's...
I know there's an ass face.
Right.
I know there's a guy who's got an ass face.
That's all I needed to know to make a decision at the beginning of the series.
The main character, the preacher, is inhabited by the spirit of the child between a demon and an angel.
Right.
And an angel's come from heaven to take it back and put it in a coffee jar.
Sure.
I swear to God, I've watched 4 episodes, and I have no idea what's going on in that show.
You know, I'd like somebody to call in to talk about, what is it, the Alhambra Boom? Or have you heard about these explosions that have been going on?
No.
Oh, yeah, and they don't know what they are, right?
No one can identify. They don't know where it comes from. Just randomly you hear an explosion noise and no one knows what's blowing up or what's making the sound.
That's weird.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff out there, or anything that you have. If you've got a question, you got a comment, you got a complaint, we want to hear from you. This is our segment in the show where we open up the phones for you to help us with it at 1-800-520-1067. Your calls on Kevin Beans What's Good are coming up right after this on K-Rock.
Beer Mug was on the red carpet of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and was very beer muggy.
And I hear he actually talked to a lot of the stars of this movie, too.
He did.
Big names.
Not well, but he did. We've got some highlights coming up.
Looking forward to that. Plus, there's a new superstar athlete in town, and we will talk to him later this hour. First, though, your calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin Beans What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify.
What's good indeed? Let's start in Garden Grove. My man Andrew's on the line. He's on line number 2, please.
Andrew, what's good?
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I love you guys to begin with.
Thank you very much.
So this app just dropped called Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it first for just nostalgia purposes, just kind of check it out because everyone was so crazy about it. But it's actually pretty awesome. And in a day and age when kids strictly stay inside, now this app actually gets kids outside and actually playing the game.
Here's the thing. For those of you who don't know Pokemon Go, you literally have to walk. You have to walk to make the game work. And
yeah. And
my comment just before you called, Andrew, is if I can't sit on the couch, I'm not playing a game.
Because that's why you play video games, is because you just want to sit there and just veg out.
Right? I don't want to walk.
So you walk around your neighborhood and you have to get to certain points in order to score in the game or what?
Yeah, so you walk around your neighborhood and to kind of advance further, you have to go to a thing like shops, they say in the game. Which is really just like memorable places in your neighborhood.
Huh.
So
okay.
The fact that you have to go there to begin with, like just for a kid, say, would actually get them like would let them know more about their neighborhood and like the places around them.
So you think it's actually good for people, and you're thinking specifically of young kids.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we want. We want young kids wandering around the neighborhoods by themselves, looking at their phone.
I hope no one has to come into my basement or anything like that to get a character. Terrified.
The thing is, you have these 20 and 25-year-olds that they lived in this era where this all started.
Yeah, no, so I know. I understand that. I understand the nostalgia, but I'm saying video games are meant to veg out on the couch. That's how you're meant to play them.
All right, Andrew, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling. Let's go to Fullerton now, and we have Danny on the line. Up next, line one.
Hey, Danny.
Hey there.
What's good?
Long-time listener.
Thank you. What's good?
What's good is Pokemon Go again.
Really?
You like the Pokemon.
You like it too.
Oh, yes. I grew up since middle school. I remember watching the show, downloaded for the nostalgia. Next thing you know, I'm out and about in the car, driving around, just looking for all these little Pokemon.
That's so bizarre to me. I understand nostalgia and that if you like Pokemon when you were younger, fantastic, downloaded, but this adds having to walk and drive and go. And
is there no way for you to leave your house to walk or drive before Pokemon came along?
only work in school.
Work in school.
Wow, it's a phenomena, you guys.
How about that? So you love it. You love playing that game.
I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's fantastic because you get to live your dreams, what you want it to be, which is a Pokemon master, or you got to catch them all. So now you're basically walking around, going through your phone. It's like, oh, I want that one. I need to catch it. So you start throwing the little ball that is.
Wow, you sounded just almost normal before that last chunk.
Yep, that's right. You went over the line there. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate the call. Kevin, we got some preacher help for you here. Melda is in Walnut Line 3. You have been having trouble following the plot.
It's unbelievable. I love it. I don't understand it. Melda, hi.
Hi.
Preacher is on AMC, and it's, what are we, in the fifth episode has aired now?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going back. I think it's, now that we found out what it actually is and he doesn't want to give it up, I'm like, wow, this is really...
Try to explain to people what he has, because I tried and I think I failed.
No, it was really interesting. Apparently, during the huge war that heaven and hell always go through, an angel and a demon got together, fell in love, and had a baby, and they call it Genesis. And that is what is in the middle, inside of Preacher.
So then the baby spirit or the baby came to Earth? I don't understand. So he's got the spirit of this love child between an angel and a demon in him, and that gives him extra power over people.
Yeah, every time he gives them that voice or he gives them that command,
right.
It sounds like a good idea, but then it makes people do evil things, like kill people and...
Why do the two angels that came from heaven to get it out of him and put it in the coffee jar wear cowboy hats?
I think it's because they're in Texas.
That was a sentence that has never been said before.
And her answer makes perfect sense.
They're in Texas.
They're in Texas, but they're not from Texas. They're angels. They're from heaven.
Yeah, but they got to blend in, Kelly. You just walk around looking like an angel.
It's a strange show, but I do love it.
You love it too, Melda?
Oh, my gosh. Every episode... We're thinking this should have been a Netflix thing, so you could just, you know, just binge watch it.
Yeah, there are some shows you love so much you hate to have to wait a whole other week. All right, thank you for the call. Let's do one more on What's Good. Let's make it line five, please. This is going to be Eric in Burbank.
All right. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know, since you're going to be having Danny Trejo in today, I wanted to give him props to his restaurant, Trejo's Tacos.
Right.
It's so delicious. If you ever get the chance to go down there, check it out. And I also met him when he was there.
Right.
When I was eating, and he was gracious enough to come up to our table and give us this off-the-menu steak nachos. Coolest guy you'll ever
meet. Is there a nicer person in this world?
No, there isn't.
No, no, and he wasn't even scary at all either.
He looks, the thing is that he looks like he's a badass, and I'm sure during his life he had to be. But he's the nicest person in the entire world.
No,
we asked him to bring tacos today, but I don't know if he's going to take that suggestion or not.
Yeah, he's not the nicest person in the world if he doesn't show up here with tacos at 9 o'clock. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll send him your best, Eric. Thanks for calling. This has been What's Good. What's Good? You guys ready to get our mugs on?
Woo! Oh, yeah, that's how it's done. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Huh? How did this all come about? One day, we were doing the show regularly, and everything was fine. And then the next day, Muggs came to us and said, hey, guys, I'm going to Hawaii so that I can be in a movie.
Uh-huh.
And we said, I'm sorry, what? How did that... Was it a sponsor thing?
Yeah, so 20th Century Fox, the movie company behind Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, wanted to fly a representative from a radio station from 10 of our sister stations, including us,
right,
to be an extra in a movie that they were filming in Hawaii.
I
so we
see.
Could tweet about it and do social media. And they chose me, Kevin. Not you, not Bean, not Ralph, me.
Well, they had to choose somebody who was completely expendable to be gone from the station.
For however long it took.
Right. So this is, now you're excited because A, you know, free trip to Hawaii, but
yeah.
B, this movie, Zac Efron and Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza and Adam Devine, a lot of great people in it. Looks like it'd be a fun time.
Awesome people, and it was an awesome, awesome experience.
So Beer Mug went to the red carpet, and this is his introduction.
What's up, party people? Live on Sunset Boulevard at the Arclight Cinerama Dome for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, the world red carpet premiere, and they have given me the hosting duties.
All right, explain, okay, please. How are you now? Are you the host
for
everybody?
The way that this is different from all my other red carpets is I'm usually in the, you know, the cow pen, the wrangling pen.
Right, where no one can hear
where
you.
Nobody can hear me. I am out on this platform on a high-rise stage in front of the whole entire red carpet line and all the stars coming up on a PA so everybody can hear my voice.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're kind
that's
of
a
the,
terrible choice.
You're
the official interviewer for this event.
I am the guy that 20th Century Fox said, hey, let's get that guy to speak on a microphone at our premiere.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question first, and then I'm going to play the tape, and I want Bean to judge how well you did.
Okay.
You think this movie is going to be funny.
Yes.
As do I. You think people are going to laugh all the way through it.
Yes.
As do I.
Yes.
This is how Beer Mug said that.
How many times will the audience not be laughing while watching Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates? The different... changed up the question
how
a little
many
bit.
Times will the audience not be laughing might give the person that you're talking to, maybe they think, hey, he's saying that there are going to be boring parts. So how do you think he did? Give him a grade on
well,
saying
I mean,
that...
I think he certainly put the focus on the non-laughing parts of the movie, which right. maybe not where they want it to be.
Right, and the opposite of what he intended.
Right, I think so.
It didn't come across what I originally intended.
No, you said the opposite.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it was difficult to understand, but if you break it down, if you have the team break it down, maybe you can come up with that.
I'm not good at communicating things.
All right. He's talking to Mary Holland now.
Yeah.
Mary Holland is the actress or the character?
She's the actress who plays the uptight bride's maid.
Okay.
Yep.
And I thought that they were talking figuratively for a while.
How uptight is Becky in the movie, Mary?
Oh, man. I mean, pretty uptight. Let's just say her butt is never not clenched.
Oh, wow. A lot of Kegels?
Yeah, I think Kegels.
Wait, Kegels were for the other side, aren't they?
Look, it's a physical exercise, is what right? it is. And they were talking figuratively, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought when you said uptight, how uptight is your character, and she said that about her butt being clenched, she wasn't really talking physically. I think she was talking about being an uptight friend.
Okay.
All right, here's my favorite. I listened to this over and over because I couldn't believe that it happened. Beer Mug is at the red carpet for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Beer Mug went to Hawaii for the movie Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Everybody there is there at the red carpet of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. And then Beer Mug says this.
If for people who don't know the plot of the movie, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
It says it right in the title.
But I feel
right?
like
that's my point.
The point is that was kind of a given for everybody there.
For people who don't know the plot, I'm going to say the name of the movie again.
Hey, people are stupid. You can't put it past them.
I don't know that I would be. I don't think you're in a position to be saying that at this moment.
Yes, some people are stupid, Muggs.
Muggs actually talked to Adam Devine and Zac Efron.
Wow.
How about that?
And it was going, a little jealous.
And it was going pretty well until Muggs decided not to mic them.
So we got, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't happen to notice, Mr. Adam Devine. You play Mike Stengel in the movie.
I do. Big Mikey Stang.
Oh, look who else it is.
There's my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, two peas in a pod, Zac Efron and Adam Devine.
Yeah.
Mike and Dave.
Same gene pool, Zac Efron, Adam Devine. Write it down, blog it, tweet it out.
Tell me how many times you guys lost it on set with all these funny actors and also acting in Hawaii with a lot of distractions going on. Tell me what that was like.
Okay, that's like three questions.
Okay, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how they picked, but they just went with the last one. What's it like shooting?
It was like finding Wilson, the volleyball on the beach. Yeah. I found my brother there, and it was amazing. You know, I felt so lost on this island.
All right, so Zac is talking about this, and he's trying to make a story to say that it was really great. And listen to the second Beer Mug, I think, is tired of Adam Devine talking. Listen to him just pull the microphone away.
In this resort that was beautiful, and
it was like, why am I here? Oh, to shoot a movie.
Exactly. What happened, Mug?
So, okay, this is actually what happened. If we review the game tape, the wireless microphone that they gave me,
yeah,
it wasn't my fault. It actually started cutting out.
On while he was talking?
While he was talking.
It wouldn't cut out while you were talking? It wouldn't do us all over?
There were two mics, so I had one. How dare you, by the way. I had one mic. Mine was fine. And the mic that I gave them.
Cutting out. That was not your fault.
That was not my fault.
Everybody, we had one time. That was not Mug's fault.
All right.
All right. Mugs ask questions that aren't questions, and here's one of them.
Well, it's crazy. You guys shot the movie over a year ago in August. Have you been heavily anticipating this thing to finally hit theaters? I mean, I think the audience is going to like it.
Again, what's the question?
There's no question.
Nope.
I mean, why didn't you end just, are you looking forward to it coming out so people can see it?
Kevin, I tend to get nervous and overexcited.
I see.
And I just start rambling, and I just, instead of asking questions, I make statements.
Now, while you were in Hawaii, you shot a scene or some scenes for the movie?
Yes.
This is the update I've been waiting for, is when can we see, where do we see Muggsy in the film?
How exciting, right?
Yeah.
So the director stops by, and Muggs talks to him about it.
I was in the bar scene. Had a blast, had catering, got to hang out in Hawaii for 3 days.
By the way, I just want to point out that immediately catering is the best thing about that.
Absolutely.
Sure. He goes right for the catering part. All right, here we go.
I was in the bar scene, had a blast, had catering, got to hang out in Hawaii for 3 days. But my scene happened to hit the cutting room floor. Well, what's with that, Jake?
We saw you. We did not like what you were doing. We didn't like what you were up to. And I'm sorry, just to be very honest, you were not working for us.
Yeah. Jake Szymanski right there, the director of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
That's our answer as well to you, Muggs.
Yes, it is. You're going to be hearing those words again soon, Muggs.
And finally, the wrap-up.
Well, so there you have it. Blah. So there you have it, K-Rock audience. The red carpet world premiere of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. And I don't think I screwed it up.
Yeah, wrong. New superstar athlete in town. At least the Lakers are hoping they have a new big man, center Timofey Mozgov, who is Russian. He has most recently been with the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he did not play a lot but still got a ring. And now he's got the big money, a 4-year, $64 million with Los Angeles. And I'll tell you one reason, Kevin, a lot of people are excited to see Mozgov come to town is we have a new commercial spokesperson juggernaut now at our disposal.
Oh, my God. This is so good. People have been sending us all these videos of commercials that Mozgov did while he was in Cleveland. This is for a brew garden.
Get this weak stock out of here. I'm hungry for the brew garden. Fabulous food.
fine spirits, fantastic people. My home away from home, the Brew Garden.
He brings it.
Now, look.
Am I right?
I understand that English is not his first language. I get that.
But energy isn't his first language either.
And being able to look at the camera and read a cue card, none of those things are his first language. So he is not an automatic choice to do commercials.
Are you kidding? I wish we could hire him for the show.
But he did do another one for the same Brew Garden.
Hi, Moscow.
Hi, Liz. You are my favorite daytime bartender at the Brew Garden. You really raised the ceiling.
And fabulous food, fine spirits, and fantastic people. Come visit me at the Brew Garden.
Brew Garden. You had me at hello.
Which makes no sense, by the way. And then he did another commercial in Cleveland for a place that he claims is where he keeps in shape in the off-season. And I have some doubts that he really is hanging out a trampoline park. But that's what this ad is for.
This is where I train during the summer. Sky Zone. Let's go inside. Sky Zone Dodgeball. Give me some more. Give me some love. You out. Sky Zone. Awesome, healthy, fun. Oh, my bad, guys. So no more dunks?
Come on.
So he's in town now. Hollywood is his oyster, and I think it'd be great, it'd be great to have him here. And Timothy Moskoff joins us for his first ever interview on the Kevin DeBede Show right now. It's a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the Lakers. Welcome to town. How are you, sir?
I want to do a commercial for Hollywood oysters. That's okay. Well,
that's not a real place. That's an English expression.
I'd be eating them. Whenever I go to Hollywood, I eat Hollywood oysters.
Right. That is just an expression.
They find a pearl.
Right. Welcome to.
It's not a literal thing.
Welcome to town. You've become quite well known for these commercials you've been doing, Timothy.
I love doing commercials. I'm very good at it. And I love doing more commercials for when I come for Los Angeles.
Okay.
Are you working on anything now?
Yes. My agent is talking to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Okay.
To do commercials for them.
Cancer Treatment Centers?
Yes. Get those tumors out of here.
Well, I don't know that slogan is just transferable to any product, Timothy.
But don't you want tumors to leave your body?
Well, now? I mean, technically, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing about advertising is it's got to be the right fit, the right product, a product that makes sense for you as a professional athlete to advertise, I think.
Maybe for a erectile dysfunction clinic, I could do one.
Okay, well, I mean, if that speaks to you.
Get that soft penis out of here.
I mean, that might work, I guess.
What about a place like Pink's Hot Dogs that's been here forever?
Like a local commercial, you know?
Yeah, a local commercial for Pink's Hot Dogs.
Yeah. Pink's Hot Dogs. Now, 100% real dog.
That's a terrible commercial.
That's not a selling point for Pink's at all, though. Nobody wants to eat a dog hot dog.
In my country, we do. It's very good. A lot of schnauzer schnitzel.
Okay, what about the donut shop right off the 405, Randy's Donuts? It's got a giant donut on top of the store.
Yes, yeah. Hey, you want to get cream filled?
Okay, I think you're making it creepy, and it doesn't have to be. It's just donuts.
I love cream filled donuts. It's my favorite donut. Fabulous food is donuts.
It's best maybe if you don't write your own commercials. But
I
then
write
again,
all my own commercials.
Well, I think that's been a problem.
I've really raised the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have raised the ceiling. That's true. All right, how about this? Very, very popular chain in Southern California, the Arclight Movie Cinema. Is it? Could you work for them, Timothy?
Arclight, yes, of course. Hey, lady, put your hand in my popcorn bucket.
May not work out here.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
By the way, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, our little friend Chip's band, Well Hung Heart, is playing tomorrow night. Is that right, Chip?
Tomorrow night at the Slide Bar. You can go and hand clap and hey and do all the things I usually do here. I won't allow it.
Been a long time since you guys played the Slide Bar.
Yeah, very long time.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
Good chat.
Nice sell.
Ralph is here now. Time for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Are you? You got to be kidding me. I've been sitting here for 2 minutes. How is the microphone not on? Kevin, I'm talking to you.
What?
You.
Oh, I thought you were just being funny.
What happened?
It wasn't on.
I recognize that fact.
Yeah, the mic was not on.
I understand. That's what happened. I know.
So when you started talking, you could just barely hear it through my mic because yours wasn't on.
That's a given. But I think the question that begs to be answered is, why was it not turned on?
Oh, I don't
know. You're
in
control of those things.
Sure. I don't know about that.
I'll take
responsibility for this one, though.
Oh, you'll fall on the sword.
Yeah, that's
for this
on
one?
Me.
Wow,
that's...
you're a giver.
Just so we can move on, that's on me.
Speaking of things to do tomorrow night, you can go see Chip's band down in Orange County, or if you're local in Los Angeles County, you can go to the Improv on Melrose, 10 p.m. tomorrow night for a very special episode of a show I do with Kevin Smith called Hollywood Babylon. It is our 250th episode we'll be celebrating tomorrow night at 10.
The answer is no.
So we'd love to have you come out and join us. It's going to be a very special evening. We're going to have a good time. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
Hell no!
Hollywood Babylon. Bean has not left for New Orleans yet, right?
No.
Yeah. I think we know where he was.
Oh.
I think we know where he's been.
What happened? Bean is moving to New Orleans, which is a terrible idea for him, which we'll talk about next hour.
An obsessed Taylor Swift fan showed up at the Superstar's Rhode Island home on Wednesday.
Was it Bean?
Yep, was it indeed. Showed up allegedly distraught over her relationship with Tom Hiddleston.
Well, that does sound like Bean.
The unidentified man...
Was it Bean?
Arrived at the gate of her Rhode Island home by car, then went up to the gate. There he was stopped by the Superstar's security, who questioned him. The guy started to break down into tears, claiming that he and T-Swizzle were supposed to marry.
Oh, that's...
But now she's dating Hiddleston instead.
I'm saying...
Was it Bean?
But for real.
Sorry, Bean. Sorry, I didn't know you guys had planned a wedding.
Well, it was tough news, just especially it's a dagger to my heart to see it out there splashed on all the tabloids all the time.
Yeah.
It's really rubbing it in.
So the guy was taken to a local hospital for mental health evaluation.
Was it Bean?
Guys, let's put your feelings for Taylor aside. It really, there's a huge downside to being that famous.
Oh, agreed.
There?
Oh, absolutely.
Agreed,
huge downside.
Yeah, that sucks for any celebrity. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, look what just Chris Cornell so just went through the exact same thing. He had a crazy stalker they had to
I don't want a crazy stalker to hurt
one of
her.
His shows.
I just want her to hurt herself. Is that bad?
There's been a whole bunch of visitors at her home in Rhode Island, by the way. Last month, Gossip Cop website called out Radar Online for posting video of what was said to be Hiddleston on the beach home's balcony. So someone was on the property taking video without the singer's consent of them. And so, troubling stuff.
What kind of a person is crawling around somebody's yard trying to get some video of anybody doing anything?
It's creepy people.
Someone who knows they can sell it for a lot of money.
That's crazy.
People, of course, are talking about this Tom Hiddleston-Taylor Swift relationship. Seemingly happened very quickly after she separated with Calvin Harris, her last boyfriend. Doesn't seem like it. It just kind of...
It was like 2 weeks.
Pretty quick. She found someone new. I wonder how that could have happened. Well, Calvin Harris seems to think it's because she was seeing Hiddleston behind his back while they were dating. How do you like that?
Calvin Harris is so lucky.
Now, here's the thing. He's got a... he's got a legal document saying he cannot talk about their relationship.
Oh,
yeah. She had him sign a non-disclosure agreement about the relationship, so he can't really address
No matter what
the
happens,
fact.
He can't. Okay.
But it's nothing to say he can't put it in his art.
Oh, he did a song about it?
He's got a new song called Olay, where the lyrics make it clear that he believes Taylor hooked up with Hiddleston way before she broke up with him. The song is done from Tom Hiddleston's point of view, apparently. And all the lyrics are like, you've hidden my name in your phone so you can call me to tell me you've been going through hell. You left him alone and booked in a hotel.
Whoa.
And you know Tom's famous character from Thor?
Loki?
Yeah, Loki.
Right. There's a lyric in the song that goes, low key, you won't tell none of your friends about me. Low-key?
I wonder what he's talking about.
Low-key?
Right.
So it's all from Hiddleston's point of view, talking about how he's running around with Taylor Swift behind her boyfriend's back. Can you imagine?
I have a clip.
It just dropped today. Here it is, the new Calvin Harris song, Olé.
I ain't seen you or been with you for weeks. But I see online that you've begun to be a good girl and take trips with your boyfriend. Be inattentive, continue to pretend, but no. Cause there's no telling how far you can go. You've hidden my name on your phone so you can call me to tell me you've been going through hell. Left him alone and you booked in a hotel. Olé, you bring too much sunlight to my day.
That is singer John Newman on the track, by the way, if people are curious.
There you go.
There you go.
Guilty?
So she's a terrible
shots
person.
Shots fired.
She's horrible.
She's
on
a
every
terrible,
level.
Terrible person.
What do you think
of her
now, Bean? Now she's cheating on Calvin Harris with Tom Hiddleston.
Well, first
like
of
that?
All, we don't know that
oh,
that happened.
Oh, it's so obvious. And read the wall, the paint on the wall before it dries.
Taylor is not known for cheating on her boyfriend, by
wait,
the way.
Read oh. the paint on the wall before it dries?
Taylor's not known for cheating
she's not,
on her
I'm
boyfriend.
Just saying, for what it's worth,
dear
if,
Lord.
If she did cheat, it's not that's not her style.
You know what is her style? Writing songs about exes, though.
Yeah, yep. I'm glad that Calvin Harris style. Got it in first.
Yep.
Low key.
See?
You won't tell nobody about me.
Think he's proud of that line?
Yeah.
I would okay. be.
I think he's trying to make a point.
How can you not love it, Captain Wordplay?
Seriously.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jeffrey Tambor is 72 years old today. Kevin Bacon turns 58. Beck is 46. Milo Ventimiglia celebrates his 39th birthday. LA Galaxy's Robbie Keane is 36. Is 36 old for a soccer player? How long do their careers last?
It's getting old for a soccer player, but he's still
he's
at the top
great,
of the game.
Right? He's
yeah.
still amazing.
Yep, yep.
Actress Sophia Bush is 34. And Jaden Smith turns 18 years old today. He's the best.
It's the coolest and the coolest. It's the smoothest and the smoothest. It's the crudest and the rudest and the stupid kids. Mr. Vicious with his missus blowing kisses to his mistress and his missus blowing riches like some hooligans. I wasn't
yeah.
tripping, I just listened to these women when they sipping on.
We're in the prison, we're in the prison with the fusion and the frisian. Oh, it's the worst.
He does good work.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Love that band.
Same.
Love those guys.
Same.
Love that song.
Same.
Hey, the brand new K-Rock 2016 summer sticker is available at all SoCal Hot Topic locations.
Same.
You pick up your sticker anywhere you want, then you go to krock.com, put the password in, and you might win a home invasion with 21 Pilots. That means they come to your house and play. Plus, how about a new car, too, a 2016 Honda Civic? It's a great deal. Get all the details at krock.com. Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, is in studio. Hey, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Ready for a brand new internet roundup?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Closer to the mic. Okay, just...
That
okay.
was perfect, just like it is.
All right, we got a good batch. You can find all the videos at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Kevin, you're not a Ronaldo fan, if I
no,
recall correctly,
hate him.
Right? Okay, he plays for Real Madrid. He also is currently in the Euro tournament with Portugal. And there are times where he... Let's face it, he's one of the three biggest soccer stars in the world, and everybody wants to interview him. And there are times where he just has no time for that nonsense. Now, this clip is in Spanish, but I think you'll enjoy it just the same because a reporter comes up to him with a microphone. Ronaldo grabs the mic and throws it into the lake.
Sweet.
Ronaldo, preparado para este jogo hoje?
Well, I mean, that's one way to end an interview.
Right? So when it cuts out, it's because the mic has been disconnected from the cable and is in the water.
Speaking of soccer, real quick, I'm going to add another video to the roundup. And the German coach, did you guys see this where he was scratching his butt and then
oh, yeah.
smelling it?
It's not the first time he's done that.
Yeah.
I need to add that video to the roundup. You know, so I will add it.
You know how sometimes people would say something like that and it sort of looks like it? It's happening.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
I'm so sad he lost.
He didn't even have to come out and apologize.
No. For
and then he did it again after that.
Oh, it happened.
So gross.
Guy's obsessed with his own stank. What's up with that? Dave, I know you love this one. Kevin, you will too. This is Plymouth, Massachusetts, fireworks Monday night. And this happens somewhere in the world at least once a year, and that is that there's a mishap and all the fireworks go off at the same time instead of one at a time. And here's a little reaction from somebody who's filming it.
Uh-oh, I think they caught on fire.
I hope not. And that was on the ground.
Yeah, that was.
I think that was an accident. Uh-oh.
You do not want to hear that on the 4th of July.
No. Nope. I think the good news is that it's the best fireworks show ever. The bad news is it lasts 10 seconds.
All right, let's go home.
Here's a douchebag who decided that he was going to fill an outdoor swimming pool with, you know, one of those above grounds, with 1,500 gallons of Coca-Cola.
Why?
Exactly, Kevin. Why? Dave, did you get a bead as to why he wanted to do it, except for the fact that he thought
just
it would look cool?
He thought it would be funny to take a bath or swim in Coca-Cola.
And I don't know
it's
why.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid, but if you want to see a guy do it, well, here he is.
Pure Coca-Cola. Guys, this is something you wouldn't even see in the movies.
Because it's dumb.
Absolutely amazing. Look at this ice as it's floating. This looks beautiful. Wow.
Why?
Yeah, why indeed. It's the opposite of amazing is what it is. Seinfeld theme. We all know it. We've heard it thousands of times in our lives. Well, this is an opportunity to see how musicians work, because Skrillex and Diplo get together and they rework the Seinfeld theme using some vocals from a young man named Justin Bieber.
That's actually my vocal that they took and they messed with it.
Come on.
It was always the goal, but it was like finding that one little thing, which was the... It's like so rebellious in a lot of ways.
These producers just take bits and pieces and make a song out of it. It's actually kind of fun to watch. Planet Snoop is back. Snoop Dogg, as you know, narrates nature videos. It's one of the funniest things on the internet. And this one in particular is great because he is looking at video of an Indian snake charmer. This is a guy who walks up. If you're queasy about snakes, you will not be able to watch this video. He walks up to a pit of about, what do you think, Dave, about 40 snakes?
Oh, man, there's so many. They're all in one corner and he just starts...
He starts picking them up. Yeah. What he's doing is he's harvesting the eggs. He's picking up the snakes and taking them from one pile, throwing them into another pile, and then gathering up all the eggs and taking them away for some reason. We don't know why. But Snoop is freaked the F out.
This giving me the creeps just looking at this. I can't stand snakes, cuz. Ugh. This ain't a good one for me, cuz I don't like snakes, cuz. Them is real snakes, cobras, huh? Oh, he finna hit him. Why the snake didn't hit him? They need to do a movie on that, like Spider-Man do one called Snake Man, where he deal with snakes and shit.
Why the snake didn't hit him? I don't know.
Time out. What's Finn Hitty?
Fixing to hit him, I think.
Is that Snoop?
I think so. I think Kevin speaks
time
too.
Time in.
Two Honest Trailers, one of our favorite series on the internet. Of course, they did Big Hero 6. Now, why do they do that now? Did this just come out on... pay-per-view or something? Big Hero 6? I feel like that movie's from last year.
No, I think it's because The Secret Life of Pets is coming out.
See.
Yeah,
oh,
so
see.
It's just some tie-in. I don't know.
All right. It's funny as always.
Watch as these scrappy college kids create billion-dollar inventions and get rewarded with dinner.
Dinner is on me.
Woo! Yes! Nothing is better than free food.
Just like the NCAA.
And they also tackled, because Steven Spielberg has a new film in theaters, they tackled his original summer blockbuster from 40 years ago, Jaws.
People are dying on Amity Island, and only one monster is to blame. The town mayor. Watch as this horrible man and his even more horrible blazers do everything they can to keep business going. No matter how many girls, dogs, children, docks, guys, and other guys keep getting eaten.
But those beaches will be open for this weekend.
We need summer dollars.
He is so getting named in a class action lawsuit after this.
It's very funny. The great Patrick Stewart, who has been in everything from Star Trek Next Generation to the X-Men movies to so many other TV shows and movies, a tremendous actor and a hilarious guy. And he, for charity, has recorded 5 or 6 Cowboy Classics and put together a very funny promotional video to sell them.
Wishing my gal was by my side. Cut them out!
I don't know that we thought we knew we needed Patrick Stewart singing cowboy music.
We didn't need it, but I love it.
Apparently we do. John Oliver, who's just slaying it Sunday nights on HBO with his Last Week Tonight show. When he's off for a week, he still usually puts together something just for the web. And this time, he made us think about Independence Day and whether it was a good move or a bad news for America to leave Britain all those years ago.
You are also missing out on bowler hats, which are perfect for dressing your head like an circumcised velvet penis. And that is not even mentioning all the cuisine that you lost. For example, meat pies, which are a lot like British people themselves. A hardened outer layer gives the impression of composure, but under the surface, it's just a hot mess.
John Oliver is gross. So good. Yes, meat pies are not good. And finally, our friend Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he has this series of tweets that he does called Mean Tweets, where he has the people come in, the celebrities, and read tweets that are awful about them. He just did a bunch of them for the NBA Finals. Well, now he's back, and this one is the creator edition. So he has people who run enormously popular YouTube channels on the internet, and maybe they hear from people who aren't big fans.
Vsauce is fucking terrible now. Fug you. Fugger.
At II Superwoman II, your videos was worst. Well, your English was worster.
You can see all these videos and so much more at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Route. Kevin and Bean Internet.
This is Machete.
Right?
Right?
Here's what's funny. We love Danny Trejo, very fine actor. We're always excited to have him come by. But this trip in particular, that when it was booked, we're like, oh, man, now that the taco stand is over, he's going to bring tacos. He's got to bring tacos. He better be walking in here with tacos. And we're getting the closer we get to the date, the madder we get that he might not bring tacos. Now that he's here and there's no tacos, I don't think any of us are going to bring it up to him.
No, I'm perfectly happy with it.
I don't think anybody wants to say, hey, Danny, where are my tacos?
Tacos are on me. Come on down.
Welcome back, Danny Trejo, to the Kevin and Bean Show, along with his good friend, director Craig Moss. They have worked together on four previous movies, and they are here today to talk about, among other things, the fifth movie that they want to make together that they're taking in a completely different direction. First of all, how are you, boys? Welcome in.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I want to know what it's like being friends with Danny Trejo, Craig. You guys go back a long way, right?
We do go back a long way.
And, how'd you first meet him?
Danny and I met on the first movie, Badass, that we did together. Mm-hmm. And didn't really know what to expect the first time we worked together. But
you're a little afraid of Danny.
A little bit. A little intimidated.
Everybody is. And then you meet him and you go, wow, there's no one nicer.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny is absolutely the nicest person you will ever meet in your entire life. So,
but do you feel like he could kill all of us if he wanted to, barely trying?
In less than 5 seconds.
I do get that impression.
Is that accurate, Danny?
Well, did you see Machete?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I did. Yeah. So the answer is yes. All right. All right. So what are the movies you guys have made together?
Well, we did Badass 1, mm-hmm. and then we did Badass 2, and then Badass 3.
Badass on the Bayou. That we had Danny Glover, and it was like a blast.
Yeah.
That's where actually we came up with the idea of Social Security, because I just kind of said, hey, we have to, I was going to turn 70, and I was, you know, we got to.
What?
Yeah. Is that crazy?
What?
I mean, we got to do one of these in a senior citizen home. You know, badass in a senior citizen. And
Danny,
so,
you're a long way from being in a senior citizen home. I mean, I know you're 70 and all, but seriously.
You're 70?
72.
What? That is astonishing.
What? Yeah. God's been good to me.
72. All right. So you think, let's do an action movie set in a retirement home.
Yeah.
And the plot is what? Is it somebody breaks in trying to steal stuff and your security or what?
Think of like Die Hard in a senior citizen.
All right.
I like it. But we've got Danny instead of Bruce. And so,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So now explain. I know it can be tough to make a
Bruce
movie.
Was too young.
Sure.
I know that money can be tough. It's tough to get investors, but you probably went that route first to try to get some funding, some financing like you normally do, but no luck this time around.
Well, actually, Fox had done Badass 1, 2, and 3, and then what happened, Craig?
They have like a lower budget production arm of the studio.
Right.
And then they shut down that division. And so...
Oh, I see.
So yeah. There's just that part of the company just no longer exists.
Exactly. So they were...
Because who's going to tell Danny no? Right.
They couldn't even tell him to his face. They had to shut down the entire division. So we realized we want to get the film made. We love the script. And so we found out about this being able to crowdfund through Indiegogo and getting, you know, trying to get the fans and the people involved to be a part of the movie making process. So we thought this would be a great idea.
And I like the fact that we can get like some older actors, you know, that don't work a lot, you know, in the movies. Only problem is a lot of the older women don't want to admit they're 60.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's funny.
You know, that's a good point.
Crowdfunding has definitely worked for some movies. I mean, it's definitely a great alternative way to raise cash because you already have a built-in fan base for the work that you guys have done together. What do you think it's going to cost to make the movie you guys want to make?
Well, ultimately, you know, the budget on a film like this is around $2.5 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Of which, through crowdfunding, we're just trying to raise a portion of that budget. So, the more that people will support it and want to be a part of it, the better the action scenes, the better the set pieces, and you know, we'll just be able to make a much better
movie. You're going to make it either way.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
It's going to happen.
It will happen.
Okay. So the film is called Social Security. Is that the best thing to search, or should we search for Danny Trejo when we go to Indiegogo.com?
You can do either or. If you go to Indiegogo.com and then go into the search bar and put in Danny Trejo or Social Security, you're going to find it.
All right. We're going to take a break, but here's what I'm excited about, and I think the listeners will be too. When we come back, we'll talk some more about the movie, but we also need to talk about the perks, the kinds of things that you can get for a financial contribution to get this movie made. Because I'm telling you, there are a lot of people out there who their dream is to do some of this stuff that you're making available to them on the list. So it's actually super cool for fans as well. Danny Trejo is here along with Craig Moss. We'll continue right after this on K-Rock. The great Danny Trejo in studio with us. Machete himself back on the Kevin and Bean Show along with his friend, director Craig Moss. They are working together on a new film called Social Security. They just need a little bit of help from you. You can go to Indiegogo.com and search either the film's title, Social Security, or Danny Trejo to help fund the movie. And I said before the break that I think people are going to be in love with some of the things that are being offered as perks for donations. You guys want to talk about that a little bit?
Go ahead.
There's quite a few up on there. So they start at $5 and they go all the way up. So
all the way up to $10 million.
Well, that's just for the wealthy. You know, feel like, you know,
if somebody has an extra $10 million, yeah,
we'll get married. I mean, the perk is we'll get married. I'll marry you.
Good call.
Yeah, I think it's worth it, right?
So, what are some of the perks that you can get?
Well, you can get beat up by Danny in the movie, which I think right there.
Let's not just skip over that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you fight.
Yeah,
you actually fight with Danny Trejo.
Yeah, fight scene.
I love the way you write about it on the site, too, because you acknowledge right up front, you're going to lose.
Well, we're going to make you look good. Script.
Yeah, but who? I mean, if you're going to get beat up, you're going to get beat up by Danny Trejo.
Agreed.
I mean,
absolutely.
So,
can you get killed in the movie? Because that's been a lifelong dream for
Kevin
Bean.
Said, that's what I said on Heat. You mean I get to get killed by Robert De Niro?
Right?
Yeah, cool.
Right.
Do you offer you can be killed in the movie?
Yeah. You'll be killed in the movie. Okay. Killed by Danny.
Now I'm tempted. Now I'm tempted. I've always wanted to die on screen. I die on the radio every day.
Now, is there a full fight and then just a punch in the face, or is the punch in the face the full fight?
There's a fight.
Are there two different things, or just the fight scene?
There's a couple of fights. Well, there's a lot of fight scenes in this, but if you get aboard, it's like there's a good fight scene. You might throw you through a window
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I want to get thrown through a window.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best.
really is the best.
We got a guy named Mora.
Norm.
Norm Mora, that we will dress him up exactly like you, and
Excellent. He'll be the one. So it'll look like I'm going through a window, and I don't even have to. That's even better.
Yeah. You also have a $3,000 donation level is 365 days of tacos. So,
yeah, if people that really don't know what to eat every day, they have it set for them for the rest of the year. They're just going to have tacos for 365 days.
So
just come on down.
Do they get delivered, or do you have to go to the taco stand every day?
How lazy are you, Bean?
I'm just asking. I just wasn't looking for clarification here.
You can't make a left turn either.
Fight scene with Danny Trejo. We mentioned there's you could be a producer. Okay, here you go. How about this? Danny's car that he drives in the movie can be yours, correct?
That is correct. So Danny plays Danny in the movie. Danny Trejo is Danny Trejo.
Okay.
And so the movie.
Not a character named Danny Trejo.
No.
He's playing himself.
Yeah. He is playing himself. That was a lifelong dream for Danny to play the lead in a film. So that was, you know, a big part of the reason of doing this film. But the car that he drives in the movie, we will be giving away to whomever supports and decides to pick that perk.
That's awesome. You've never starred in a movie. That's a surprise to me because I consider you the star of Machete, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, how can I star in a movie next to Robert De Niro? Or, I feel that you almost feel like weird saying, you know, like we had the guy that won
Academy Award?
No. He freed Wimbledon? Scotland. He
freed Scotland.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. I'm sorry, Mel. We had Mel Gibson. Come on. I had a sword fight with him, and when Robert Rodriguez said, action, I threw my sword down. I said, I'm not fighting William Wallace. Are you crazy? I freed Scotland. My God.
But I love that at this stage in your career, and how long you've been acting now, Danny?
1985. Eddie Bunker gave me a start in a movie called Runaway Train.
How about that? So in all these decades, you're still trying to fulfill wishes, which I think is kind of cool. That you're still looking. There's still things you want to accomplish.
Absolutely, man. I still want to go to Australia, too.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
So if you want to take Danny to Australia, that's another perk.
That's right. Exactly.
That you have to pay for.
Exactly. All right. So you can go to Indiegogo.com and search for Social Security or for Danny Trejo if you want to contribute and be part of the movie. By the way, speaking of the tacos, I just want to spend a minute on this because people are – we had a caller earlier today, Danny. I don't know if we told you, who recently went and was blown away by how great it was and the fact that you were there that day and he was so happy to meet you. And you swing by quite a bit to the place, right?
Absolutely. I like it. I mean, and it's got my name on it, and I love fans. Anyway, I know people get a little upset and stuff, but I just think it's such a blessing to be able to make somebody's day with a picture or a hello. And, you know, you get people coming to Hollywood from, you know, Broken Elbow, Louisiana, and they, you don't see stars, you don't see actors. Mm-hmm. And so when you see one, I think it's just great that you can just be really pleasant and really like, hey, you know, just what we do.
They appreciate it. I know the fans really, really appreciate it. And give the location again for folks who haven't been hip to Trejo's Tahu yet.
It's on La Brea between Pico and Olympic, right on the corner of Sycamore and La Brea. You can't miss it. It's got a great big picture of me.
And being off the air said, what's it like running a restaurant? Because that's the quickest way to lose money.
Yeah. Well, you know,
but
we're doing
that's
great.
That's not the case, right?
No, we're doing great, man. And it's, but again, it's like, you know, you lose money if you don't got good food.
Right.
And, you know, if you got, you know, and the food is great. I mean, they handed me.
Nobody can know that you're eating tofu. You've got a reputation.
And it's so funny. You know, we had a bike rally. And all, you know, they had 100 motorcycles in front of our restaurant, and all these barely bikers, and they're eating tofu. I said, "This tofu delicious, Dan."
Well, they have all the tacos you would expect, the chicken and the beef and the pork, but you also are there for vegetarians and for vegans. Like
absolutely.
You have pointed out in the past, there's no matter who you are or what your dietary restrictions are, you have gluten-free, you got everybody covered.
And you know what? There are so many kids now, young people that are allergic to gluten. And I don't know how
or
that,
so their parents tell them.
I don't know.
Well, you were saying there's some couples that can't ever go to a restaurant together for dinner because they have different.
Yeah, one's a vegan, one's, you know, one likes meat.
Right. They can they can all get together at your place.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you and your success off screen now with the taco stand. And that's why I'm so happy you brought us food today. Like you
come on down.
He didn't bring his food, Bean.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Wish you'd stop bringing it up because you're not in the studio with him.
I know, but now I'm so hungry. Now all I can think about is a delicious taco. All right. Mr. Trejo, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank
Craig,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
congratulations
to meet you.
On your success right. and also you. this new funding for the – I hope it goes well for you. Again, go to Indiegogo.com. Check out the perks. You can get your name up on the screen. You can get a T-shirt. You can get autograph poster. There's so much even low money stuff that you can do and help make the movie called Social Security.
Yeah,
great to see you guys.
I'll see you on the set.
There you
Sounds
go.
Good.
Thank you, Danny. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
A little bit blown away that Machete is 72 years old.
Yeah.
Got to be honest. That's not what comes to mind. Danny Trejo's not the picture in your head when you think of a 72-year-old.
This is Machete.
Machete. But whatever he's doing is working for him, that's for sure. That was a lot of fun. All right, Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
I want to remind folks, tomorrow night at 10 p.m., very special occasion. I'm celebrating with my bestest buddy, Kevin Smith. We're doing our 250th episode of Hollywood Babylon.
No.
And we'd love everyone to come out and join us. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have laughs.
No.
There will be drinks. I'm going to hand out some prizes. I'm going to give stuff away. It's going to be awesome. Come on.
No.
Come on. You want to come, right?
No.
Go to improv.com for more details and to get your tickets. Hollywood Improv, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon with me.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. No.
I hate her.
Nope.
AC/DC's having some tough times. You know, of course, they lost their lead singer. That's when Axl filled in.
Oh, right. Yeah. He went deaf or something, right?
He does have some hearing issues, and they told him if he kept playing the big arenas with a loud volume, he would lose his hearing.
I am surprised that we don't hear that more about musicians having trouble hearing after all that time.
Well, famously, Pete Townsend is practically deaf.
Is he?
From The Who, yeah.
And then they had their drummer who murdered a guy, if I remember, so they had to kind of pull him out of the band.
You know what?
Really?
You kill one dude,
one guy.
And now you can't be a rock and roller anymore. That's what rock and roll is about, man.
If I remember correctly, what was it? Phil something, he ordered a hit on someone, is what he said. So
wow.
He got kicked out of the band.
Yeah, Phil tried to kill somebody.
Right.
And they lost Malcolm. Now Brian, of course, as we mentioned, had to step down. Cliff Williams, the bassist for AC/DC, has announced he will retire at the end of the band's current tour.
He said,
after the loss of three band members in such a short period of time, he's kind of had it.
It doesn't really feel like AC/DC
anymore. I can see that.
Losing Malcolm, the thing with Phil, and now with Brian, it's a changed animal. I feel in my gut it's the right thing to do, so he'll be out. Axl Rose, by the way, will return as lead singer of AC/DC. They have 10 more dates left on their Rock or Bust tour, starting August 27th in North Carolina and then wrapping up in Philly in September 20. So AC/DC is pretty much just a shell of its former self.
At some point, it's just Angus Young and a pickup band.
Yeah. Things have changed so much. Now they will still do Dirty Deeds, but it's very expensive.
Is that right?
Yeah. You got to pay top dollar. Speaking of Guns N' Roses, drummer Steven Adler reunited with the band on Wednesday night in Cincinnati.
Is that right?
How about that? First time Steven was behind the kit since 1990 with Axl and Slash on the same stage. Steven played along on Out to Get Me and My Michelle and then took a bow. So that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's great.
Healthy enough to get out there and do that.
Yeah, the health problems that he's been through in all those years. I mean, it's a miracle he's alive, much less still able to play drums.
Yeah. Good news for everyone. Chrisley Knows Best has been renewed for a fifth season.
It's your favorite.
God damn it.
What's wrong?
It's Chrisley Knows Best is what's wrong.
I've never seen it.
You should watch it.
Okay, why?
Maybe we'll start doing a Chrisley weekly segment. Because it's nuts that show ever got on the air, let alone is going into its fifth season.
What's the premise?
He is a high-powered real estate guy.
Okay.
In Atlanta, I think.
Okay.
And it's his family. It's just him and his two dopey kids and his wife, who's just so ignorant to the fact that her husband is very gay.
Has he come out and said that?
Oh no, he'll attack you if you try to insinuate.
Oh, I see.
For a moment that he's anything else but a ladies' man.
I love the ladies. That's what I tell everyone that. That's what I do.
So he unfortunately sounds very gay?
I know about sounds.
I'm just saying, you don't
everyone
know.
Is confused and deluded in the Chrisley household. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm in season 5.
It's a huge hit, by the way. Inexplicably, it averages 1.5 million viewers on the USA Network per episode, which for basic cable are just great numbers. So go figure. And here's some good news for a change. Bill Cosby will indeed have to go to trial on 3 felony second-degree aggravated indecent assault charges.
That is great.
It is great news. That was a result of the hearing yesterday in Pennsylvania over whether or not he'd be required to answer for the alleged drugging and sexual assault of a Temple University employee named Andrea Constant in 2004. His lawyers issued a statement as they left the courtroom saying, "Today, a man who has meant so much to so many, a man who has given so much to so many, has had his constitutional rights trampled on." They're going to take it to
look. I understand
Supreme
everybody.
Supreme Court. They said if it has to be to reverse the decision.
I understand everybody needs a defense team, but let's not get crazy here. Defend him well. You don't need to read us about the riot act
about what he's given each and every one of us.
Exactly.
What about what he's taken away?
He's
from
given too much.
Women,
yeah.
Allegedly, he's given pills. We know that much. He's given pills to too many.
I'm glad.
Allegedly.
Hope it starts today.
My point is okay. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
I'm telling you where the road is out. I'm telling you where, as you're driving, you're going to go into water. Now, you want to go here, or you want to be concerned about who's giving you the message?
Right.
His testimony should be scintillating.
You know what the snag was for the defense team is in the civil suit with this same woman, he admitted that he did give her some drugs.
Is that right?
Yeah. Then he went and said it was just a Benadryl. That's all it was. To help her relax.
Well, she had allergies when she showed up at my house.
She was allergic to my penis. I wanted to get over that. So the judge said, if you give someone a pill and they ultimately have an adverse reaction, if your purpose was to treat them, that's not actionable. But it is if you allegedly had sex with them after it. So that was the hook. You can't dope people up or get them drunk and then sexually take advantage of them. It's just not, it's not okay.
I think that's
I've never seen anything like this. And reality is the situation.
I didn't realize reality. I don't understand anything he says anymore.
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Jeffrey Tambor, 72. Kevin Bacon is 58. Beck is 46. Milo Ventimiglia is 39. Robbie Keane of the LA Galaxy is 36. Sophia Bush is 34. Jaden Smith is 18. And country singer Toby Keith.
Red Solo Cup.
Sing it if you know it.
I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I remember when this video and song first came out and Ralph came in and said, I have to play this for you guys. And the steam that was coming off of his head was just, you were so mad.
Just give me a double feature of this and MILF money and then just watch my head literally explode. It's madness.
He's the courtesy of the red, white, and blue guy, too, you know, Ralph,
he's
right?
Stick my American boot up your foreign ass, guy.
That's him. Every example you give is this guy.
He's the worst human being alive.
He's horrible. He's horrible.
Bean likes country music, and he's admitted he's horrible.
He's horrible.
He's the Wheeler Walker Jr. in real life.
Not doing it on purpose.
That's right.
Right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You heard about this Boston cab driver who's been in the news for what he found in his backseat?
No.
He is a driver for the Independent Taxi Operators Association. His name is Raymond McCausland. And a few days ago, somebody left a backpack in the back of his cab, which, by the way, must happen 10 times a day if you're driving a cab. I know I've left stuff in the back of cabs, and I know lots of other people have, too. It's easy to do. So he opened the bag looking for identification so that he could help reunite it with his passenger. And what do you suppose he found in the backpack?
Is it gross?
It is not gross.
Not gross. What did he find in the backpack?
I know you were thinking human head, right?
Yeah.
What did he find in the backpack that made news?
A ton of cash.
All right. Chip?
I've seen the story.
$187,000 in cash.
$187,000
in cash.
When I said a ton of cash, I meant like $5,000.
Right. Exactly.
$180,000. Who travels with that kind of cash?
All right. Next question. What did Mr. McCausland do next?
He went to Vegas.
As you would have.
Mm-hmm.
He actually turned the money in.
He didn't say, I'm sorry, there was only $186,000.
Nope. He turned it all in, $187,000 in. Well, the man who had lost the cash did come forward, and he has a fascinating story because my first thought is, like you, no one travels with that kind of cash. If anything, this has got to be some sort of a drug deal or something, right?
Well, I would guess, but even that seems pretty big.
A lot of money. That's more than walking around money.
Yeah.
The passenger, who wishes to remain anonymous, has had a rough road of it. He is recovering from drug addiction. He has been living at a homeless shelter for the last 6 months and recently learned that his parents had died and left him hundreds of thousands of dollars. A check was issued from the estate. No bank would cash the check. He didn't have an account anywhere. So he went to a check cashing store and cashed the $187,000
check. Oh, no. So they took like 20% or whatever?
Well, who doesn't say here, but yeah, he probably took a hit taking it there. So he put the money in his backpack. By the way, it seems to me that the smart thing to do, and I, you know, this guy's coming from the streets, a rough place, but the smart thing to do would have been to open an account at a bank, and they would gladly take your $187,000.
Right. They just put a hold on it, right, until the money comes in, and then it's available.
Right.
I don't know that carrying it around in your backpack is the idea.
You know, again, drug addiction, homeless shelter, guy didn't have a big infrastructure thing happening. So the money was legitimate. The story did check out so the police could say, hey, this isn't ill-gotten. It's not stolen. The guy, it's actually his money. So they gave the money back. All right, so last question.
We answered. He better have.
We answered what was in the thing. We answered what did he do with it once he found it. What was the reward that the guy gave to the cab driver who, once again, turned over $187,000.
He better have broken off $1,000+.
All right. What would you have given, Kevin?
I don't know. That's tough to figure out because I wouldn't be walking around with $187,000. But I would say if he turned all of it in, I don't know. It seems like, you know, $5,000 or something.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Right.
For some reason, $5,000 to me seems like a small price to pay to get more than $180 returned to you.
Right. And for the taxi driver, that seems like a lot.
That's a lot of money for doing the right thing. Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, the reward he received from the pastor was $100.
Really?
Which, who knows? Again, I don't. This pastor who's anonymous. Maybe to him, up until this week, $100 seemed like $1,000,000. He was a homeless drug addict living in a shelter. $100 probably seems like a tremendous amount of money to him.
But he can count.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you can tell that that's a really, 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 really tall, I mean, a small amount of money compared to what he had.
The driver said, I'm going to be honest,
$100.
I feel a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought maybe 500, maybe 1,000, maybe one of those bundles, he told the New York Daily News, but he does feel good knowing that he did the right thing.
Did he slap the $100 bill out of the guy's hand and say,
get this week's stock out of here?
He may have actually done that.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37. Beer Mug is standing at the microphone. Do I have to turn it on?
Yes.
I wasn't asking you.
Yeah, Muggs, what's going on with you at Hot Topic today?
Today is stop number 7 of our sticker tour, the summer sticker. You can enter to win a 2016 Honda Civic on the back of the brand new sticker and a private performance from 21 Pilots with you and 21 of your closest friends at your house. We're going to be at the Lakewood Center Mall today from 1 to 3 p.m. More Blink 182 tickets, more 21 Pilots tickets, more Young the Giant tickets, T-shirts, CDs, Hot Topic gift cards today from 1 to 3 at 317 Lakewood Center Mall in Lakewood, MFers.
By the way, Coldplay tickets for the Rose Bowl show coming up, too.
So yeah.
Muggs is packing today. 1 to 3, Hot Topic in Lakewood.
He'll act like he doesn't have a lot of tickets, but he has them on him someplace. Yeah. So really,
frisk him.
You really have to be aggressive.
Pat him down. All right. Thank you, Muggs. 9:38, Friday morning. Ralph is here. Time for our last look at the Showbiz Beat for the whole week.
Speaking of Muggs, don't forget tonight.
Guys Night Out.
Guys Night Out.
Yeah!
K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. It's poker. It's blackjack. It's just dudes. It's a sausage fest.
It's not
at all guys. It's guys' night out.
Guys, a lot of ladies actually.
Leave
turn
the
up for
ladies
this,
behind because it's guys' night out.
A lot of guys, everyone's, a lot of girls. Everyone's invited.
Women will be turned away at the door.
Incorrect.
Keep that in mind.
They will be invited in with the guys.
What? Why do you stop calling it guys' night out?
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
Confuse me every time.
Everyone is welcome.
No, I kid. Women are welcome. Men are welcome. Children, dogs.
I'd rather not have children
llamas,
or dogs.
Cats.
We will be drinking
spider
and gambling.
Monkeys. Tarantulas.
I don't think we need any of those things.
Bean's family of spiders from the porch. They're all welcome.
It was so inspiring to watch the little family grow.
And they would spin their webs.
It was. I had to walk out of the studio while he was doing it.
Don't get to see that up close very often. It was pretty cool.
Anyway, guys' night out.
Yes.
Go to thebike.com if you'd like to RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys. Or how about playing at the table of a little guy we like to call Kevin. I'm giving away a spot to play poker at Kevin's table tonight at 8 p.m. at the bike.
There is one rule, and that is that the three guys who took all of my money last time,
yes,
not welcome.
Very welcome.
0% welcome.
Just remember, Kevin bluffs a lot.
They
just
wiped me out.
You also get a rack of chips worth $200. That's tonight at 8 p.m. If you'd like to go, one lucky winner. We've got one lucky winner. Since it's tonight at 8 p.m., why don't we give caller number 8 that chance to play with Kevin? 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 8, you'll be playing poker with Kevin tonight at the bike.
In a terrorist, you know, situation.
Right. It'll be a terrorist situation.
Nope. There won't be at all.
Considerably less funny than it was
right
a few months ago, actually.
Just drinking and gambling. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Speaking of drinking, I'll be drinking Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose on stage with Kevin Smith. Kevin won't be drinking. Well, he'll be drinking milk. He loves him some milk. But he'll be, you know, altered in his own special.
He partakes.
We're doing Hollywood Babylon for the 250th time.
No.
Celebrating 250 episodes of Hollywood Babylon on Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for that. It's going to be a good
time. No way.
Speaking of live shows, Ariana Grande, or as some people know her.
I wish we had it, but Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande? Has been added to the cast of NBC's Hairspray Live.
All right, now I'm in.
She'll play Tracy Turnblad's best friend, Penny Pingleton, who, if you ever saw the feature film, was played by Amanda Bynes in the movie version of that Broadway musical. Yeah, she's the one sort of encourages Tracy to go down and audition for that big dance show in Baltimore. Very fun show. And Ariana Grande, I'm telling you something. Ariana Grande? I have, I've come around on her.
You have?
Yes. Initially, I knew her a little bit from watching that dog and cat show on Disney Channel. And I thought she was a pretty good little comic actress. A little annoying, that character, but pretty good. And then she had the pop career, because they all do.
Right.
And so I wrote her off as like, oh, another Disney kid with the pop career, disposable. And then I started listening to her, and I saw her perform live. The girl can sing. Then I saw her on Saturday Night Live, where she was doing sketches and impressions and singing.
Really? She was funny?
Very funny, very talented young lady.
No kidding.
So I'm willing to look past the constant cat ears and the fact that people have to carry her around all the time.
And, I love the fact that people carry her around all the time.
And give her the benefit of the doubt, saying she's a pretty talented lady, so... There you go.
I'm looking forward to that Hairspray Live, by the way.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Kevin,
Ariana Grande? You didn't watch Grease Live, did you?
No.
It's not for me. Incredible.
Not for me.
I watched it, and I was not impressed.
You guys know that's not for me.
Grease Live was great, Ralph. What are you talking
about? Grease
Live
was not good.
Ugh. Couldn't be more wrong.
Except for all the rightness I have.
You couldn't be more out of step with popular opinion on this one.
Ralph, didn't you do Grease Live at some point in your...
I was actually in a live version of Grease.
So I think you would know.
No.
Bee
does it on the island by himself.
Grease Live.
Out on his dock.
From a few months ago.
Under the blimp.
Was movie quality.
With the spiders. I'm sorry, what, Bean?
I'm saying it was movie quality. It was as if they had filmed it and edited it. It was so seamless. It was
terrific.
Yeah, but
that's not why you watch a live show. It's not what you want from a live show. What's the point of doing a live show if you're going to edit it within an inch of its life and make it look like a movie?
They didn't edit it. That's what I'm saying. They did it all live, but they managed to do it so magnificently.
Performances were just so-so.
Not at all.
Danny Zuko, I think, was 45. He was miscast. There's a lot of problems, but I think Hairspray Live, I think there's a lot going for it.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Stop mocking Broadway. Did I tell you I saw Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Kevin?
You did. Yeah, and you were raving.
You would love that.
I don't feel like that's for me.
You would love it.
Can Kevin name a Carole King song is the question I am throwing out there for you right now, Ralph.
Ooh, interesting, interesting.
One of the most successful songwriters of
all time. Can Kevin name a Carole King song, which we'll play every day from now on.
So before he answers, Ralph, your thoughts.
She has written enormous amount, not just her own hits that she sang off her legendary hit album, which I won't name because that was one of her songs, but a ton of hits in the 60s and 70s for other artists. Just a ton. Right. Ton.
Will he be able to name
her
any
partner,
song
Jerry Goffin, and on her own
that she has either sung or written? You say no, or you say yes?
I say no. Let's see what happens. Wait, let's get Bean's vote. Bean.
The only reason I think he might is because he did it one time in his career, working at an oldies radio station.
But do you remember how much I hated that?
I know you hated it.
And you know how razor sharp his memory is, so he'll be able to think back to those days and he'll recall.
I feel like there are a number of hits he might have been likely to play, but it was a long time ago. So I think I'm also going to say no. All I think I'm going to be over here with Ralph and say no Carole King songs for you.
All right.
Cotton Candy and Clouds. It was a big hit.
No,
from
I'm
1974.
Sorry,
that was
sorry
not
to say,
one of
Kevin.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl is not hers.
That wasn't
was
her right either. No. She would have been It's Too Late, if you remember that one.
I do.
She would have been
You've Got a Friend. You know,
You've
like,
Got a
You've
Friend.
You've Got a Friend. That's hers.
So Far Away. That yes. one is hers.
Right.
Jazzman.
One Fine Day.
You guys know we're on the air?
I'm just saying.
Right.
There's a lot of songs there. But
right.
But we still know our Kevin, though.
You do.
We're both correct.
We're both accurate. Right. And you gave me a lot of time to think about it, too.
Not you could have Googled something by now.
I really could have.
We've been talking all morning about the fact that first John Cho said that Sulu in the new Star Trek Beyond movie, it will be announced that he's a gay character. And we thought that was pretty cool. And then we heard from George Takei, the original Sulu, who said he's glad that there is a gay character in the Star Trek universe, but he wishes it had been a new character and that they wouldn't alter the creation of the character of Sulu, which was done by Roddenberry, as a straight character, to change him now makes it feel like he's been in the closet all this time to have him come out as a gay character.
I find that offensive.
He was uncomfortable with that. So now we've got a response from Simon Pegg, who not only plays Scotty in the film, but also co-wrote Star Trek Beyond.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So he's partially responsible for this a gay Sulu character that we're having.
It, by the way, when you first brought that up, it sounded perfect.
Right. We said, good for them.
Yes.
And then George Takei said, yeah, but this character's been around for 50 years, and it's somebody else's creation, and he made him straight, so why are you doing that to that character? Why don't you come up with an original character?
And then that makes sense as well.
And we said, good for him.
Right.
Now, Simon Pegg has come forward and said, as much as I love and respect George Takei, I disagree with him on this, because if we were to introduce a new gay character, he or she would simply primarily be defined by their sexuality and be seen as the gay character from Star Trek. They'd be known as the gay character.
That makes sense, too.
It would simply be tokenism to include a gay character in Star Trek for the sake of having a gay character. Having Sulu be gay means that people already know and love the character and know there's many layers to him, and this is just ancillary. It's just a part of the character versus being the primary focus.
They're not
going to
focus on it, right? It's just sort of a throwaway.
It's just part of his nature as much as Kirk being straight is. It's not about whether he's gay or straight. It's just a side note to the character.
I'm with whoever just spoke last.
So now Simon Pegg has a great idea, and we say good for you. You make an excellent point. So everyone knows.
Can't make up.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yes, we did, George.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
It really is. Everyone is making good sense on every level. So I guess we agree.
This is the easiest
with
way
all
to,
three.
Is the best way to just cover all our spaces on that topic. Thank you, George. Thank you. George thinks that's funny. Any other parting words, George? No, just the laughter. Okay. Chalupa.
Would have been a good one. Would have been a good one to have.
I love that commercial with him and with the chalupa. It's the best.
I haven't seen it yet, but I like your impression.
You haven't seen the chalupa commercials?
Nope.
They played it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't remember. Did Carole King do it?
No.
No.
Man Cannon.
I remember that.
I read about chalupa in the newspaper, and it made me read a newspaper. Chalupa.
Oh, my.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jeffrey Tambor is 72 years old today. Kevin Bacon, Pride of Philadelphia, 58 years old today. Country singer Toby Keith, ugh, is 55. Beck's 46. Milo Ventimiglia celebrates his 39th birthday. Robbie Keane of your LA Galaxy is 36. Sophia Bush is 34. And pioneer of skirt wearing, Jaden Smith, celebrates his 18th birthday today.
If you don't know that story, look it up. It's great.
Yeah, he is willing to take the slings and arrows of critics for wearing skirts so he can pave the way for men to wear skirts in the future. Future generations will look back and thank Jaden Smith for his bravery and his sacrifice.
Because it's never happened before Jaden Smith.
No man has ever worn any sort of skirt or dress type garment before Jaden Smith, except for the ancient Egyptians and the Romans and Scottish people and Bowie and many other people who have worn skirts before.
The list is long.
It is a long list. Look it up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. They're helping us today with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. here on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend. I will see you tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. And then we'll see you back here on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And terrorist, you know, situation.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah, I hear you believe in a lot of crazy stuff.
Roll another one.
We have a rigged system, folks.
Just like the other one.
Get his rigged system out of here.
This one seems to be about.
If you really suck at something, you probably shouldn't.
And I need another hit.
Bam, 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 bam.
Why?
Roll another one.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Just like.
Come on, kid dog, get some.
I don't have another cent.
I know I'm not the rest of you hippies caring about the kids' feelings as if they're real.
Is it butt stuff?
Just pass it around.
She's a farter and a racist.
But don't bother that joint, my friend.
You don't know, man.
But just pass.
Mike has been dropped.
God bless America. God bless you. God bless me. God bless everybody here. You the man, and you know.
This business is bull. It's disgusting. It's dehumanizing. Soul crushing. I'm out.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Go Ducks. Bye, guys.